This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. Fire danger is high on the Front Range and the Eastern Plains today. CPR's Haley May reports on the conditions.
Forecasters say warm downslope winds moving over the Rockies will push temperatures into the upper 60s Thursday and 70s by the weekend. That mix of heat, wind, and dry air could create critical fire weather conditions through Saturday. Thursday is expected to be the windiest, with gusts up to 90 miles per hour possible near Boulder. Xcel Energy says it's preparing for possible wildfire risk and outages. Haley May, CPR News.
Democratic state lawmakers at the Capitol are unified on at least one issue. They all say Governor Polis should not reduce the sentence of former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters. With more, here's CPR's Benta Berkland.
Every Democrat at the State House signed a letter urging Polis to leave the case to the courts. Peters has asked for clemency as she appeals her 9-year sentence related to tampering with Mesa County's voting machines in search of fraud after the 2020 election. Democratic Senate President James Coleman says it was important to formally oppose clemency.
I think just making sure that folks in the state of Colorado know where we stand.
Legislative Democrats say Peters has shown no remorse for her actions, which have fueled election conspiracy theories and undermined the integrity of the election system. Polis says he will wait for a ruling on Peters' appeal before he decides what to do, but that her sentence was too long. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
To find all of our Tina Peters coverage, come to CPR.org. It's 9:06.